Broncos done practicing on the field for the week, and as we do every week, time to preview Sunday's game against the Chargers with News Radio 850 KOA's and voice of the Broncos, Dave Logan. Dave, Broncos, sure, there is a lot on the line this week going over to San Diego, hoping to wrap up their fourth straight AFC West title. But the Chargers with five losses, they have their backs against the wall. This team will be motivated. There's something tangible there, isn't it, when they know they have to treat this week almost like a playoff game?
Well, there's a lot of pressure on San Diego. I think the Chargers have to win on Sunday afternoon if they're going to get in the playoffs. I'm sure that's how they're approaching it. And I think from the Broncos' standpoint, if Denver understands that and has a full appreciation of really what they're going to get themselves into on Sunday, they're going to be fine. I mean, Denver has a lot to play for as well. Even though New England looks like they're going to secure that number one seed, the home field advantage, the Broncos still, worst case, by winning out, can secure the number two seed, which ensures them not only of a home game, but it ensures them of a bye. So this is a critical game for both teams, really big for the Chargers, and I think very close to as big for the Broncos.
You've seen the last three games with a very clear perspective calling them. Do you like what you're seeing with this run game, or do you want to see actually Peyton throw the ball a little bit more, or should we sit here and enjoy the fact that the Broncos are running the ball the best they have all season?
Well, I mean, I'm an ex-wide receiver, so I always like the ball to be up in the air, but sure. I mean, you also have to understand really that they're doing, I think, what they feel like's the best in terms of not only now but in the future this season. They're trying to get themselves ready for a push in the playoffs where you're going to play against teams and in some sort of weather conditions where you have to be able to run the ball. One thing I think that people overlook, by running the football, helps your offensive linemen so much. They're not kick-stepping all the time. They're not catching guys all the time. They can rock forward on that right hand and get off the ball, sort of establish their own physicality. But I will say this. I think San Diego is good enough on defense that I don't think the Broncos are, when it's all said and done and we look at the stats, I don't think you'll see Denver running the ball 50 times. I think Peyton and that passing offense will get back sort of into high gear Sunday, and I think you'll see the Broncos test this Charger secondary.
Aside from that, Dave, maybe one or two things the Broncos need to do to lock up a win, lock up the division title, and start thinking about the playoffs once they know they have their ticket punched.
Well, I think the one thing on offense is you want to be balanced. Yes, you do want to run it, but the Chargers have not been a great team rushing the quarterback this year. They have not generated many sacks, and so I think from a matchup perspective, Denver's in pretty good shape in terms of their one-on-one matchups, and I think also the Broncos feel comfortable that they've got enough receiver matchups in the secondary of the San Diego defense that they can exploit that. On the other side of the ball, it's all about Phillip Rivers, getting him off that spot in the pocket. If you allow him to stand in the pocket and slide a little bit and wait, and he's got a funky delivery, but he's really an accurate quarterback and a guy that understands defenses. So I think pressure on Phillip Rivers, moving him off the spot, knocking him down, just making him feel uncomfortable, much like New England did last week, is essential for the Bronco defense.